Radio Avenger. Get even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are on fire. You see, we have people listening and people engaged in political activities and support of the Browns, support of the freedom fighters all across this nation, the sons and daughters of liberty, even in Rhode Island. Isn't that something, Garen?
Yep.
Isn't that amazing? In this little pinhole state like Rhode Island, there are still some intelligent people and still some honest people and still some decent people.
There are even some, even in Rhode Island.
That's amazing. Well, this is where it all began. Remember the 13 colonies and Roger Williams and what he laid down. And now we're in this mess here where we've got a fiscal crisis, a financial disaster looming and all of this. And, hey, you know what I say? Pox on both their houses, the governor and the legislature. Neither one of them has done the right thing.
Rick, on a local level, speaking of Rhode Island, did you hear about Woonsocket? Now, Woonsocket passed an ordinance that if you don't properly put out your recycled trash, the town will fine you.
Yes.
I mean, this is it's coming down to.
Yeah, we've had that before. we've had a lot of ordinances. If your grass grows too high, you know, they will come by and fine you, even if you're a little old lady that can't afford to have it done or you can't push the lawnmower yourself, you know. It isn't politically acceptable anymore.
And did you hear about the, which kind of harkens back to the stamp tax? You remember the stamp tax? Which,
yes.
You know, in the colonial era.
I was there. I remember.
Well, did you hear about the tax that they might be putting on newspapers, such as the Providence Journal?
Yes. And, you know, every time they do that, the journal goes absolutely ballistic. They want the tax. You know what's so amazing? We had a law in Rhode Island that was drafted by the late Reverend Ennio Cugini, and it was the law that exempted Bibles and American flags from taxation. How can you tax the scriptures? How can you tax the American flag patriotism? So that law passed, and of course, the ACLU got all bent out of shape about that, because that would violate their idea of separation of church and state by exempting the churches from having to answer to the state. So now we're talking about taxing the sale of newspapers, and guess who is all bent out of shape?
Oh, yeah.
The newspapers.
You
know, I mean, talk about hypocrisy and lack of any moral sense or decency. Here they are again, showing their wares.
We know what they are.
We are aware of what they are, yes. None other than Charlie Baxt, who writes a political column for the Journal Bulletin.
A good friend, Charlie Baxt.
And he's all upset about that idea. He won't even comment on it. He won't dignify that idea of taxing the newspapers, you know. And I'm saying, hey, look, we tax the flag, we tax the Bibles, let's tax the newspapers, and let's tax their advertising at a higher rate. Oh, no, that would be violating free speech. That would impinge on us. Well, seems like they're the same ones advocating more gun controls and more bans on our Second Amendment freedoms, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's how these people operate. And it's, you know, they're all for control when it's control that benefits them, but when it's something that's to their detriment, they tend to be not so big on it.
Speaking of control, these are some quotes. Dianne Feinstein: banning guns addresses a fundamental right of Americans to feel safe. Here's Chuck Schumer, your favorite. Quote, we're going to hammer guns on the anvil of relentless legislative strategy. We're going to beat guns into submission. All right, we'll be back with Garen Green. Much more to come, including the amnesty bill that George Bush is trying to push through once again. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Garen Green. Many calls that we'll get to. Just want to mention, as Garen alluded to a moment ago, that Bush and the amnesty senators are now preparing to bring the Bush-Kennedy McCain amnesty bill back for a vote immediately. Just yesterday, Commerce Secretary Guterres said that the administration is more determined than ever to pass amnesty, and Tony Snow added the Senate could wrap this up in 2 days. Now, Bush has scheduled a meeting with all of his Republicans. You know, he met with them today, and he strategized, sat down with them all. Minority Leader Reid is saying that he's ready to move if those stubborn Republicans can just stop listening to their constituents and listen to us, and listen to the New World Order, and listen to Bush, and listen to Mexico. Stop listening to your constituents, he says. And then we'll be able to jam it down the throats of the American public. Well, don't forget the numbers to call. You get on the line and you call those switchboards. You give them a buzz constantly, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free numbers, 877-851-6437. And the toll number is 202-202. You got that? 202, that's the area code to Washington, 224-3121. All right, so they're determined, as you can see, Garen, to jam this. I mean, they have to have this if they're going to have a North American Union. That's what their intentions are. And clearly, these sellout senators, like the sellout House, decides that they're going to link us with this North American Union and the end of American sovereignty by just eliminating the problem of illegals by saying they're no longer illegal. I mean, it's just decreeing that they're not illegal, they'll be on a path to citizenship, and all of them will obey the law, they're going to pay taxes, they're going to pay these enormous fines, by the way, of a few measly $1,000s, and yes, they are going to become part of the new American landscape. How do you like that, Garen?
Solution, how do you solve the problem of people crossing the borders? You eliminate the borders.
There you go. That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Doesn't that sound logical?
It does. It does.
And then did you hear, Bush? I have to convince the American people to, go along with this.
Well, after all, we don't know what's good for us, but they do.
Exactly. This is, and he actually said that. He said, this is good for America. People are working against the interests of America.
Absolutely.
Now, in our Orwellian age, when we work for the interests of America, we're actually working against the interests of America.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
According to their logic.
Now you're learning, is it?
Yes, I'm learning. You're learning
the new dictionary of what we call Orwellianese.
Yes.
Orwellianese, yes.
Yeah.
Let's take some calls. We got a lot of them. Let's see now. The first call is Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Two things. I want to mention something very eerie about China dealing with the invasion of Norway with Hitler in World War II. But before I get to that, because you had a good gentleman there earlier mention about China and the communists. But before I get to that, the guy said something about democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I don't think America, and that's the thing I always sort of teed me off at America, socially. I'm not talking about a constitutional government or a system of government, but socially.
Hey, you're having a little static on your line,
okay,
Henry. What's
I'll
that?
Okay, is that better?
It's a little better,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Socially now, I'm not talking government, system of government.
Sure.
Where I don't think America should, first of all, this country is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. But even if it was, I don't think that there's a requirement for this country be, should be any more moral or less moral than even Switzerland or New Zealand or Australia. I'm talking about the people now. I'm going to forget about the government or the people who run the government or the socialism or how socialist or non-socialist. That's the rulers. I'm talking about the people. I don't think, whether sexually or otherwise, I don't think we should require us to be any more moral than our, European founders that, came here from Switzerland, Germany, even right now, but even before Denmark, New Zealand, et cetera. But that's not the reason why I called. It has to do with the guy mentioned something about China. Now, I'll tell you something very eerie. I'll make this quick. I heard a guy who's an expert on Russians and stuff on Art Bell a while ago. This was many years ago. And he said one of the things about the communist Chinese that they were most fascinated with, and it has to do with the guy you had on the air earlier, is that they're very fascinated with Hitler's invasion of Norway. If you recall, when Hitler had a very, this is one clever move Hitler didn't make, with all the other mistakes, some of the mistakes that he did make, is that when he tried to take over Norway, he had a ship or had people come into Norway as more or less as civilians, and the guns and stuff, I guess that stuff was hidden, but they were really German soldiers. And when the time came right, they knew where to get their arms and stuff, and they sort of like took it over. If anybody's familiar with World War II history, okay. And the Chinese, the communist Chinese, this guy who was on Art Bell, he said that the communist Chinese were most fascinated and curious about that, particularly that as far as World War II. Meaning to say that some of these people are smuggling in here, or whatever Chinese. There's always some, that are coming from China. Could it be that some of them aren't really even Chinese civilians, but are communist Chinese soldiers where weapons and stuff are hidden, stashed somewhere all around different parts of the United States, maybe in the Southwest or whatever, for waiting for that moment, kind of like that.
It's a sleeper apparatus, yeah.
Yeah, like the Red Dawn, although that was from paratroopers. But if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and so I'm just wondering if that guy, if you guess that Mr. Green, is familiar with that.
Aaron Green, are you?
Yeah.
Am I familiar with...
All right, the Hitler's invasion of Norway, how he took, had civilians, they really were soldiers, and he passed them off as civilians, they got into the country, their guns and weapons were hidden. I don't know, they might have been hidden by somebody, you know, people that got into the country before the massive amount of invasion came in, you know, with the people that were passing off as soldiers, and they got their weapons and managed to take over. And this guy who was an expert on the Chinese, he said that the communist Chinese were most interested and fascinated with
that. You already said that. Garen, did you hear that?
Yeah.
What's your take on it, Garen?
Well, I guess what I can say is that I'm not really worried about Chinese camped out in the hills with guns buried or anything like that. I don't know. That's about all I can say about that, I suppose.
Why? Why aren't you
worried?
Well,
really they do concerned? Have the Panama Canal,
why, don't they? Why aren't I surprised? Worried about Chinese?
Why are you not as concerned about that, and what are you more concerned about?
Well, I'm more concerned about the people who are at the top controlling things and what they're doing and how they how they control our politicians and our policy and the actions that our government is taking. I'm much more concerned about that than Chinese or whomever it may be, supposedly camped out in the hills, with their guns or weapons buried and ready to attack us at a signal or something. Like I said, that's about all I can say on that.
Yeah, and there's two different scenarios too. It has nothing to do with Europe at the time of World War II, but this is a deliberate strategy that we have an enemy nation, Red China, that continues to subscribe to the Communist Internationale that indeed has a long-term, long-range plan for engulfing the United States financially, economically, and militarily, yes, and that means that at some point the United States will be rendered totally impotent. And we're seeing that now. Bush, as a matter of fact, is giving Japan a hard time now because of their concerns with Red China. Bush is siding with Red China, this administration,
right, over Japan,
never before. Absolutely.
Right.
They've done it with
all
Taiwan. They're doing it with Japan now.
Yeah, all the stuff we used to manufacture, like the video games and stuff we used to buy and stuff in the 80s with Japan, even in the 90s with Japan. And they did make better stuff because the stuff that comes out of China is crap. I mean, it's just crap. I mean,
matter of fact, let me read this to you, okay, before the break. China is a continued pursuit of aerial denial and anti-access strategies is expanding from the traditional land, air, and sea dimensions of the modern battlefield to include space and cyberspace. This is another area where they intend to be able to have a doctrine of military preemption. In its military view, preemption is necessary and logical when confronting a more powerful enemy. This is a report that was issued, and Howard Phillips, matter of fact, took it to task and also revealed many of the contents of the report in his newsletter. So you're right. I mean, as far as we should be concerned, of course we should be concerned, but as Garen said, the real enemy, of course, is really within, and the enemy within is responsible for the advancement of the enemy without.
Right, but it could be that it may not even be China. Suppose they got some plan like Norway thing with Hitler, but it's done with the La Raza and all this third world with the Mexicans. I mean,
it's a multifaceted frontal assault, no question about it. It's many groups, many countries. America is now under attack from all quarters. And now more than ever, because of the Bush doctrine of preemptive strikes, we have created far more enemies for our people than we've ever had before.
Yeah, but I bet you'd be from China and Mexico, because I could tell you this, I hear a lot of white European Canadians, and unless you had real staunch communists, some of you hate the stuff up there.
Right.
I don't think they're going to come march and try to shoot and attack us, but they could work with Mexico. I definitely think La Raza could be communist as well as anti-.
It's an evolutionary thing. It happens a little at a time, and it'll collapse eventually. That's what they're hoping, but step by step, progressive surrender is the outcome. Okay. Thank you for that call. We'll be back with more callers and our host, Rick Adams, in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Okay, well, here you go. Here you go again now, Garen. Here you go. Saying that Bush and the neocons are headed to war and Iran again?
Yeah.
Not right. It's not right to put words in his mouth.
No.
It's terrible of you.
He's the decider.
Right.
He decides.
Right. Now, let me read to you what this great, illustrious America First president is doing with regard to Red China, since Henry brought up the question. It needs to be addressed. Howard Phillips talks about it in his newsletter. Pro-China officials in the White House and Pentagon are quietly undermining Japan's request to buy 50 advanced F-22 jet fighter bombers to avoid upsetting Beijing's government. Japan's desire to buy 50 F-22 fighter bombers, blocked by pro-Beijing appointees, Japan's Defense Minister Fumio Kamiya made a formal request to Mr. Gates, the Secretary of Defense, earlier this month for classified technical data on the jet as a first step toward a purchase. The Japanese view that the advanced warplane is a key element of a military modernization needed to counter current missile threats from North Korea and a longer-term threat from China. Air Force officials and defense industry officials, however, said that officials at the National Security Council and within the Office of Secretary of Defense are opposing the sale and planned to delay acting on Japan's request until after a September deadline, when Tokyo will then be forced to look for other jets to upgrade its aging aircraft arsenal. Mr. Wilder, the NSC staff China specialist, declined to endorse the F-22 for Japan days before Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe first raised the sale with George Bush at the White House. Mr. Wilder told reporters at the time it was an open question to be left for experts, quote-unquote, on the type, of U.S. aircraft that are being sold to Japan. So China opposes the F-22 sales, and they're, of course, running this administration just as they did the Clinton administration and Papa Bush as well. So Red China calls the shots, ladies and gentlemen. And
they hold much of our debt. And
of course. And even before they did, though, before they bought the debt, here they were being catered to and pandered to by these administrations. They were buying influence in the White House, Sandy Berger and company.
No, for decades, yes.
Yeah.
Rick, at the same time, China engaged in the peaceful liberation, again, sound familiar, of Tibet, and were reaping carnage and arresting Tibetan monks. George W. Bush gave China permanent most favored nation status.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you have going on.
It's treason. And
it
goes back to Jimmy Carter's administration, and there he was. Zbigniew Brzezinski was there. Cyrus Vance, they were there. Remember Jimmy Carter said that if you see people like that in my administration, you will know I've failed the American people.
Oh, boy, he failed.
And he certainly did. All right, let's take some more calls here. We have now, let's see, our next call is Phyllis in Ohio, I believe. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, Rick, and hello to your guest.
Yes.
Hello.
As usual, as I have, I guess, for 35 years now, I'm giving the usual quote that I always call in.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm going to quote once again.
Mm-hmm.
The military will be rendered unfit for war.
Mm-hmm.
It will still be used to enforce totalitarian government if made a part of the UN, quote, peacekeeping forces. No soldier is obliged to serve revolutionaries, opportunists, and subversives attempting to break all constitutional restraints on the power of government. The civilization crisis is a life and death struggle for world power of the alien forces of international finance, and the existence of the West is weakened and has moral decadence. There is treason in governmental, educational, and religious institutions. Every officer and enlisted man has sworn allegiance to both the Constitution and the President. That oath of allegiance is exclusive now, and each must choose either to fight for the liberty of this republic or serve the corrupt oligarchy that intends to destroy it. I wish only to help Americans regain control of the destiny of our country. And, Rick, you know that quote is from the protest that my son wrote in 1972 at the age of 21.
And he was in, I believe it was Rhodesia, right?
Yes, sir. He gave his life in Rhodesia. Now, I'm not saying that would be the choice, of course, that someone would make today. However, what he wrote and what we stood for as a family is so relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to urge the parents and the grandparents, please, it is not un-American to keep your sons and daughters from being a part of this United Nations mercenary part of it's genocide.
Well,
and
not
stop.
Only is it not un-American, but it is, I believe, the zenith of Americanism to oppose them.
Absolutely.
Well, it's what's good and just, that's for sure.
Amen.
Well, thank you for
giving me the time, Phyllis.
I
appreciate it, and bless you. All right.
Bye.
We'll be right back again with more calls. For our co-host and co-guest tonight, Garen Green, I'm your host, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back now, and it seems like a lot of time has really has gone by, and you've had a lot of calls tonight, Garen. You've generated a lot of interest, and I find that to be interesting in itself.
Very interesting. Nice?
Yes, indeed. We have, let's see now, our next caller we have is Dean in Oklahoma. Hello, Dean.
Hello, Rick and Darren. The United Hello. States has a date with destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Meshach and Tubal and the kings of the east.
Yeah.
Are going to do a number on this nation, on the River Euphrates, Revelation 16:12. And World War III is being staged right now.
Uh-huh.
When the Chinese and Russians are going to become fed up with Bush and his neocon meddling in their backyards. Now, another thing to consider is this. As Frosty Wooldridge pointed out tonight, there are 150 to 200,000 gang members on the streets of Los Angeles and in that area. To try to remove the illegal aliens from that area now would result in house-to-house fighting there is an enemy army already positioned here,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have buried weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They have them at the ready to use. The Los Angeles Police Department now admits that they cannot go into certain areas of the city of Los Angeles, not
yes.
without armored guards
yep.
and SWAT teams. The same situation exists in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil, Sao Paulo, and those cities down there. Gangs rule areas, and the police and even the military cannot enter.
Well, to extract them in certain areas, such as certain areas of Los Angeles, would mean a civil war.
That's right.
Military action. That's absolutely accurate. And that was another thing I wanted to get to, the Russia aspect of it. Russia, see, you can see the adversarial relationship being set up once again between the United States and Russia.
Yes.
And this is also for a purpose. And you have Putin saying that, calling Bush, you know, his actions like the Third Reich. And this is what's being set up, this adversarial relationship, which will lead to military conflict.
Yes.
And I do believe, as you said, I agree with you, that it will be an alliance of certain countries, Russia and or China.
Yes.
And other countries.
The kings of the East.
Yes, exactly. Against the United States and, you know, quote-unquote, the West.
Yes.
This is being set up. You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Darren and Rick, Thomas Chittum has written a book called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America.
Mm-hmm.
He points out that Iraq is America's Dien Bien Phu. Do either of you recall what happened there in September 1954? Indochina.
I was just going to say Indochina, yeah.
That's right. That's when mm-hmm. the French were defeated.
And the French, yes.
That's right. And the same thing is shaping up in Iraq for the United States.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, that's what this is all about.
That's what they want now. Remember, and it's not an accident either.
No.
No,
these
it isn't.
People are taking America down. These neocons, you see, are disloyal. They're anti-American. They're pro-Israeli, they're pro-Zionist, but they are anti-American. They don't believe in American sovereignty, what's good for America. They believe in what's good for Israel.
Sure. Rick, think about this. At the same time that I believe that this event will occur on the River Euphrates, I believe at that time these ethnic factions within the country of the United States right now, within this mm-hmm. nation, will launch a full-scale civil war over who controls the territories.
Mm-hmm.
The two major factions will be, of course, the Mestizo outfits, Otzlan, La Raza,
mm-hmm.
and probably the Muslims. Those will probably be the two major adversaries that will go at each other.
Mm.
The remaining white population will simply have to run for the hills.
Yeah, well, the United States will be fractured into pieces.
Sure.
And I'm familiar with Tom Chittum's book, and I used to actually speak with him, but I haven't to in a while. He kind of stepped back a little bit about the last year,
mm-hmm.
but I'm familiar with his thesis in the Civil War, too.
Sure.
And that's what the United States is meant to be fractured and broken into pieces, and there be internal turmoil as well as external conflict, and this is all part of the program.
Well, here in the middle section of the country, I live in a rural area, and the residents around me are arming themselves to the teeth. I talk to them, but I can't really get anything out of them. Who do they expect the enemy is going to be? They seem to be rather confused.
Now, how do you know they're arming themselves to the teeth?
Rick, I listen to their practice in their backyards every day.
Okay. And you see them following through?
I know my neighbors.
So you know what they do?
Sure.
And they know what you do, probably.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I have a friend that works in the gun shop in town, and he tells me you wouldn't believe the number of guns and ammunition that they're selling there now.
Well, that's heartening.
So people are sensing that something is going wrong.
Yes, indeed they are.
Yes, I can speak to a couple of local gun shops around here, and I know the same thing is going on. Gun sales are up. I don't know exactly why that is, seasonal type of thing, but I suspect, as you state, that there are these reasons behind some of it, at least.
Sure. Well, out here in this area, see, we have the freedom to fire our firearms on our own property. There are no restrictions as long as we're careful.
Yeah.
So that's a little different than many parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your time,
Thank you.
Rick.
Thanks for calling the program. Good to hear from you again. Let's see. We have Mike in Pennsylvania next for us. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yes.
Greetings from Northwest Pennsylvania.
Greetings and salutations.
Yes, sir. And also, hi, Mr. Green.
Hello.
Good to hear you both. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, did you hear any update about a possible Randy Weaver going out to New Hampshire there?
I haven't heard an update on that, no.
No, you haven't. Okay, because I thought he had arrived in New Hampshire.
No, I haven't heard that, or can't confirm it, at least.
Okay. Oh, and Mr. Green, I really do hope you can find time in your day there to trip on up to the big New Hampshire there to for solidarity for our countrymen.
Yeah,
I've been
up there once already. I went up there. We went up there on a Sunday. You know, it was over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
And I certainly would go back. It's just the couple of people, Mike and someone else, the other person that's going up there, are going up there Thursday during the day, which is a little more difficult for me. But certainly would, and I would certainly suggest anyone to do that.
Yes, anyone in earshot, because it would be a thorn in the agents of the B side to not have this go their way. And the Browns, they really done nothing wrong. They went through all the proper channels to try to do it right, and they were spit upon. So it's not like they just try to cash in and rip somebody off. They did go through the proper channels. They knew.
You don't have to convince us.
Right. They,
no.
Right. They knew it was coming. They actually tried to do it by the law, for goodness sakes. And when you see yourself railroaded, it is okay. And by the way, bless Phyllis there from Ohio. It's time, almost like their phony war on drugs. Just say no, folks. Mm-hmm. You're not un-American to turn your back on these unpatriotic neocons. And that's about all we have to say. I hope everyone can get up to New Hampshire there as soon as possible, folks.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Death the New World Order. God bless Republic Broadcasting.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Thank you for that call. I appreciate that very much. As a matter of fact, we have a new address for the Republic coming up, and the move is taking place as we speak. So it should be completed, John tells me, in about a couple of weeks. So you might want to take note of that change in address, and I'm going to give it out and do that right now. For those of you that have pen and paper, Republic Broadcasting Network's new address, 2251, that's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. Double Creek Boulevard. Two words, and that's number 302. The rest is the same. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Let's take the next call is Bob in Missouri, I believe. Hello. You're on the program.
Yeah, you're talking about the guns. I don't know if you're aware, but the NRA is sponsoring a bill with that Congress lady whose husband was killed by that Colin Ferguson, you know, that Jamaican on the subway in New York. We shot those eight people.
Oh, yeah?
You might want to look into that because they're sponsoring a bill to take away your guns right now. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, I haven't heard specifically about it. Have you heard it, Garen?
I know there's a general push to take gun rights away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that specifically. No,
it's going on right now. You might want to check that out.
Okay.
But in reference to what he was saying, your guest was saying, in reference to the Chinese, remember when Clinton was in office, remember what was that group called Costco?
Yeah.
Sent him a mm-hmm. bunch of money, but they were also trying to send in like 50,000 AK-47s. They were caught trying to do that, and they had Los Angeles street gang members.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember.
Also, think about this. You know, maybe the Chinese aren't coming from the south, but there's a huge influx of Chinese in Canada right now.
Yes, there are. Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit. Yes,
right. And as to which part they come from, China, I don't know if they're from Taiwan or if they're from mainland China. But if you know they're from mainland China, they are communist.
Yep.
And so they could be coming from the north. And
mm-hmm.
another area where these people come in is the universities.
Yep.
If you look at your universities now, they're full of Chinese. And there's a lot of them. I talked to one, California Tech. He said that was like 80% Chinese now.
And industrial as well.
Yeah.
Industrial trade.
Yeah.
This is the big thing. We have them right here in University of Rhode Island. They're courting the university to set up a business relationship. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere now in the United States, the Red Chinese factor.
Well, you know, it's time, you know, I don't know what else it takes to say, but we're at war, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's just time for, you know, some of these people are saying there's guns. There is guns all over the place. I was just talking to some people buying guns right now.
Good.
And it's time to get up, you know, Bush. There's three pronged attack right now, that immigration thing, that hate bill, and the, you know, the taking away your guns bill. So those are three things to be calling Congress about right now. But
and with the guns also, Bob, with the guns, the firearms, the right to have a survival kit is much more advantageous as well, to have the appropriate food and water and to have everything when the time comes when you'll need it and you won't have to go out and try to find it. That's important as well.
Oh, yeah. But it's just time for, you know, hopefully the people are waking up, because I think we're in the most perilous time. But, you know, one thing, though, Rick, we are in the greatest times, too, because this isn't something new. This has been something that's been planned for a long time, but the people are waking up. So,
let's hope we are in the best
of times and worst of times.
Right. Okay, thank you, Bob. We've got to move along quickly. We have more callers. Katie is next. Hello, Katie. You're on the program with Rick and Garen.
Hi. I just have something I've seen on one of the websites on rents.com. There's an article it's a How the Communist KGB Demoralized America, and it links to YouTube, and it has a series of videos on this KGB agent guy named Bezmenov, I think it is, and he talks about how the techniques they use to demoralize America, destroy America,
mm-hmm.
including you know, things like meditation and yoga. It's so interesting. I thought I would call in and, you know, urge everybody to look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And and also, you know, I was wondering, you don't have your email address on RBN anywhere.
Our email address?
Well, yours, I mean.
No, I don't. I don't have it. I don't put it on. You know why? There's a good reason, and I think you know what the reason is. I'll be deluged. As it is now, you know, too many people have it, and I can't, I don't have a staff, you see, I don't have a secretary.
Okay.
And I just can't, I really can't keep up with all of them. That's the reason I don't do it.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
But if you need to get to me, you can get a message through, and they'll give it to me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm not like Garen Green. I don't have the luxury of having a staff and Rod and everything.
Yeah,
no, I'm only kidding you. I'm just kidding. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in Robert in Arizona. Can we do that? Hello, Robert.
Hello there, Rick.
Yes.
A couple of quick things. I got to say, I heard a lot of nonsense tonight. This guy that called up and said the Chinese in Canada are a problem. I've got friends that live up against the border and had dealings with people over the border.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese have moved into Vancouver and British Columbia. are the most enterprising people you've ever met in your life.
Are they nationalist Chinese, Taiwanese? Are they red Chinese?
They're predominantly groups of people that moved out of Hong Kong back when Hong Kong was making the switch.
Right.
They're very enterprising.
They're
people.
Not red That's... Chinese, though, Robert.
Well, listen, when you get outside of mainland China, there's no such thing as red Chinese.
Well,
all the communities throughout the earth are... that are Chinese, no matter where you go, are very business-oriented, very family-oriented.
Yeah.
They're nothing you have to worry about anywhere except maybe mainland China.
Well, that's what we're talking about. There's a difference between the Chinese nationality, which is not the problem, and the Chinese communist regime, which is the problem.
Well, the only people that are tied to the Chinese communist regime are your senators and congressmen in Washington, D.C.,
Yeah,
you're not going to find a problem with any of those people. And if we want to stop the gangs in Los Angeles, you do it in about 3 weeks. All you do is legalize all the drugs, and the problem will go away because those people will have to seek honest work.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for that word. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, though. We'll be right back to wrap things up with Garen Green and Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Yes, there is no freedom, Garen Green. How do you like that? All right, and straight from the man himself, Bill Clinton. Now we have one final caller we're going to get on the air because of time, and that caller is Len in New Mexico. Hello, Len.
Hi, Rick. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. You were just talking about Thomas Chittenden's Civil War II.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up another author. His name is Matthew Bracken.
Uh-huh.
He's an ex-Navy SEAL.
Mm.
He's written two books that are, I think, that any patriot really must read. What they're called Domestic Enemies, the Reconquista, and Enemies Foreign and Domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of it's a much more updated and more accurate prediction of what's really happening. And so far, he's batting, 1,000. And the website is www.enemiesforeignanddomestic.com.
Enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, huh?
Yes, sir.
Sounds
and I don't have any connection with Matthew other than reading his books and.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they're so valuable, especially his second book, which is The Reconquista. It's scary how accurate he's been, and I have a lot of respect for Matthew, and I hope that everybody could get a chance to read them.
Sure, by all means. Hey, the more information we have at our disposal, the better.
They are fiction, but they're as close to the truth as I've found so far. So,
well, you know what they... That's right, what they say about fiction and truth.
Yes, sir, you're right. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to say I really I enjoy listening to you. I've been listening to you for a few years now, and I just can't say enough good things about you.
All right, thank you. And don't worry, you'll get the check in the morning.
Well,
I appreciate that. I'm only teasing. Thank you, Len.
You
good
that,
to
right?
hear from you. First-time caller. Another
yes, sir.
First-time
God
caller,
bless
right?
You, bro.
Good.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We've had a lot tonight, actually, first-time callers, that at least I haven't heard, and to the program, and Garen has attracted them. I guess you have that magnetism tonight, Garen.
Yeah, well, hey, as long as they get whatever way you get new.
Well, we have one quick call. Hey, we got one more call. Can you take
another?
Oh, one
more, okay.
You got a moment?
Another one.
All right, let's take Fred in Philly. Hello, Fred.
Okay. I just want to say the gentleman who was from Canada.
Yeah.
I think his opinion is kind of simplistic about the characteristics of overseas Chinese.
Right.
Historically, they have done a tremendous amount of bidding from their homeland,
mm-hmm.
and culturally, I think he doesn't understand that this is really. Not my saying it, but I think that if he were to research this, I
right.
think that they don't really go by communist, non-communist, if there's a cultural or a racial goal. I think they,
mm-hmm.
I think obviously it's constrained them when you had two systems, but since the Cold War ended, and you have companies moving around the world, I think
yeah.
that they really want to put their own interest first.
Sure, sure.
Racially.
Okay. We're out of time, but
thanks.
You for that final retort. And Garen Green, it's a pleasure having you back.
As always, Rick.
We will have you again.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. And keep up the good work, and we will talk to you soon.
All right,
all right.
Rick.
Good night. Garen
all right.
Green
Alrighty.
Was a nice television producer of the Garen Green Show locally with his cable access show. Good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow night with Bob Chapman, our guest, on the International Forecaster Reports. Rick Adams, so long.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against